Perhaps the greatest treasure on this earth and one of the only things that will survive this life is human relationships, old friends. We are indeed rich if we have friends. Friends who have loved us through the problems, heartaches, and reversals of life. Deep, true, joyful friendships. Life is just too short and eternity too long to live without old friends.
Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. Now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Well, hello and thank you. I'm Reverend Tommy Bounce. Say, I agree with Gloria. Life is too short and eternity is too long to live without old friends. But I'm so glad I have some friends. The Bible said if you want friends, and show yourself friendly. So we've tried hard to show ourselves friendly. And I thank you this morning for tuning my way. So let's get right into our broadcast this morning by doing this beautiful song for you. I put this one on tape at the camp meeting here several years ago. So let's get, it says, I'll be all right as soon as I touch.
Friend, don't worry about the heavy load I carry. Don't be concerned if it should send me to my knees. Oh, for I know a place where all my loads will lighten. I'll be all right as soon as I've touched Calvary. Drop of his blood should touch me, I'll be all right as soon as I've touched Calvary. Now, very soon now, I'm gonna reach the hill Golgotha. I'm gonna see a cross so cruelly fashioned from that tree. Precious drop of his blood should touch me, I'll be all right as soon as I touch Calvary. If my feeble hands of faith can only reach out through this dark and stormy world of unbelief. Precious drop of his blood touches me, I'll be all right as soon as I've touched Calvary.
We'll make a difference in our life and we'll be all right as soon as we touch Calvary. Well, Doris, I received your letter this week. I appreciate that. I'm very sorry that you fell and broke your arm. I hope that you're doing much better. And Martha's not doing any good at all, so continue to pray for her. And then Patty, let's remember Patty and Barry Harper. Patty's not, well, Patty's on the mend, but she's not really doing that good. So let's remember her in prayer. And I want you to remember my little great-granddaughter, Keely Faith. They took her to Cincinnati to the Children's Hospital up there, and she's been up there all week long, and they've had to keep her there for more days because she, well, she's just not responding. She has seizures constantly, and she's had so much, many problems. But anyhow, I'm a firm believer, God before you, there's no power that can ever stand against you. So let's remember Keely Faith in her prayers, and that's my great-granddaughter. I've got five great-grandchildren, and I'm proud of every one of them, and Martha is too. Well, I received a letter from up in Fairleigh, and it wasn't signed, but anyhow, they said they listened to the broadcast every Sunday. Well, I wouldn't want to be on the air if I didn't have listeners. I've got a lot of people who listen to our broadcast, and I appreciate you, and I'm glad that you listen. I appreciate you listening every Sunday, and I hope that we can say something that'll bless your heart or lift your spirits. I don't know about you, but I need to be lifted up. And the Bible said, if I be drawn, if God be lifted up, he will draw all men unto him. So I'm trusting that today, and you can trust in it also. Well, let's go and do this song for you, and I hope you enjoy this one.
If your heart is heavy with some grief or trouble, you do not have to bear it all alone. For you have a friend who knows about your struggle, and he'll be standing there when all
of your soul. We have a lot of trouble in this world today, but I stand firm on the Word of God. God said he'd be for us. When the whole world has turned against us, he'll still be there standing for us. He said, when Stephen was being stoned, he said, I see Jesus standing at the Father's right hand. And if he was standing at the time of Stephen's martyr, he will be there when trouble comes your way. I can assure you of that. I mean, we have to go through our storms and battles and difficult times, but I believe that God will stand for us in any time. So let's go right now, listen to this song, and I hope you enjoy this one also.
There's a flight leaving here in the morning, destination was charted long ago. And the captain is ready, and he's waiting, and the engines, they're all idle and low, waiting now for those who still linger, free tickets that are free to every man, reservations secured by the Savior, or this one-way flight to glory. Call us from the runway for our leaving.
it's Jesus, God's son. And the passengers are all waiting. They're prepared for that heavenly run. Don't let flight leave without you.
Your way to the toll gate called Calvary. You know, I was sitting there thinking, a lot of people that listen to this broadcast, and they make mention of it, Carol and Ann Cole, they listen, and I appreciate their support on the broadcast. I appreciate all the support, Louise and James and Barry and Patty, I mentioned that, and Ernie and Betty Joe, and they're very good to help me. And well, just a little bit of help goes a long way. So I appreciate you. And I want to remember Becky Lilly today in a song. I never send her out a song in memory of her husband who passed away about 5 years ago. And Becky, we're always thinking about you. So I hope you enjoy this next song that we're going to play for you. I'm going to send it out to you specially. And I hope that it'll kind of touch the empty spot of your heart. And we're going to do this song right here. And this one says, "Let's Meet by the River." And that's Martha's going to do that song. And Martha's been doing that for a lot of years, and she likes it. And I want to send it out to my family that's listening. And like I say, Keeley Faith is in Cincinnati in the Children's Hospital. So let's continue to remember her in our prayers, okay? All right, let's go right now and listen to this song, and hope you enjoy this one also. I'm sorry, it's Let Down the Net.
Let down your net, down into the water, there's a blessing waiting you cannot contain. If you just let down your net, way down in the water, he's pulling out the ladder ring. There are some of you, diseased and afflicted, and sickness reigns within your mind. You've let the prophets of doubt and unbelief convince you that Jesus don't heal the sick and blind. Why don't you let down your net? Way down in the water, there's a blessing waiting you cannot contain. If you just let down your net, way down in the water, he's pulling out his ladder ring. So battle weary, your body's weak and tired from pain. Well, it's time to get up, stand up on the Bible. He's pouring out his ladder rain. Come on and let down your net. Way down in the water, there's a blessing waiting you cannot contain. If you just let down your net, way down in the water, he's pouring out the ladder. Your weapons are carnal, the blessed name of Jesus, it's your power. When he tries to bite your children, remember what old Paul did. Just shake old Satan off into the fire. Come on and let down the net. Way down in the water, there's a blessing waiting you cannot contain. If you just let down your net, way down in the water, he's pouring out the ladder ring.
Why don't you let down the net? Jesus said, go back out and let down the net. They said, we fished all night long, but nevertheless, it's your word. We're going to go back out and let down the net. You know, we begin to believe God. The Bible said all things are possible to them that would believe. I tell you, my battle is not to defeat the devil, but my battle is to believe that he's already been defeated. I mean, it's hard sometimes to trust God when things get hard, and I try to preach it here on the radio every Sunday morning. I tell the story, but words cannot express what God really means to me. And I have went through a lot of battles. I went through a lot of struggles, but I've said it and said it again. If God be for me, there's no power that will ever stand against me. I know that you probably get tired of hearing that, but it's true. So let's go right now and listen to this, and then I'll be back after this sermon to close the broadcast. With the text today from Acts chapter 17, verse 21. For all the Athenians and the strangers which were there spent their time in nothing else but either to tell or to hear some new thing. I am reading from Acts chapter 17. The story begins in verse 16, when Paul came into Athens. And the Bible said there his spirit was stirred because he saw them giving themselves into adultery. Notice here in verse 18, they said he seems to be one who is setting forth a strange God, because he preached unto them Jesus and the resurrection. Is the old time religion sufficient today? In verse 21, the Bible said, for the Athenians and the strangers that were there spent their time in nothing else but either to tell or to hear some new thing. Isn't that just like we are today? Always looking for new things. Just about the time I get in step, I find myself out of step. But the question I'd like to ask my listeners today, is the old-time religion sufficient for today? Is God's Word sufficient for today? You see, many, many years ago, 40 men wrote 66 books of the Bible 1,500 years ago. And today, we see that book, and it still is just as real today as it was when they wrote it. Great men were moved as they were moved by the power of the Holy Spirit. And they wrote the book, which is so evident and so positive, mistakes, no errors. It's a complete formulation of God. It's God speaking to the people. It's a love letter from heaven. It tells us that the Bible is true. It says the world may be on fire, but the Word of God will stand throughout the ceaseless ages of time. There were some great men who met one time who thought they would destroy the Bible. And as they gathered, they built a great bonfire. And one was elected to throw the Bible into the bonfire. And when he took the book in his hand and started to throw it, all of a sudden he paused. He looks over the congregation. He said, gentlemen, we had better save this book until another or a better book would come by. But you see, folks, there is no better book. Even though that it does draw dust upon some of our shelves, even though that it does lie, it's never open, it's never read, but it's a good decoration for the living room coffee table. But yet the Bible stands even above every book that has ever been written. It is generation after generation building upon the faith and establishing a covenant with God through and by the Word of God. Because you see, the Word of God is powerful. The Bible said it's sharper than any two-edged sword. It's coming and going. He cuts us away from our sin and brings us to God. My father told me about the Word of God. He taught me that the Word of God would be a lamp unto my pathway. He taught me that it was something I could depend upon. He taught me that it was something I could trust. I could put my total dependence upon the Word of God. And you know, after I've found Christ to be real in my life, I've come to find out that my life entirely depends upon God's Word. If God's word is false, then, sir, I'm eternally lost without God. And today I can come to Christ and I can repent of my sin, knowing that if I confess it, that he will forgive it. He will throw it in as far as the east is east and the west is west. And he will never remember it again. Oh, my friends may remember it. And my enemy will always remind me of it. But once God has forgiven me, I have been forgiven. And today you can believe that. You can trust in that. Because the Bible said, Jesus said, whom the Son sets free, he's free indeed. And Paul said, there is now no condemnation to them which is in Christ. You see, Paul believed in justification. I believe the Bible teaches justification. I believe the old-time religion is a gospel of justification. It's a gospel that believes in the virgin birth of our Lord. We are living in a day and time when the virgin birth has been challenged. Many clergies who stand in the pulpit today do not believe in the virgin birth of our Lord. But in Matthew it tells us, for behold, a virgin will conceive and bring forth a son, and ye shall call his name Jesus, and he will save his people from their sin. Even in Isaiah 7:14, it said, for behold, a virgin would conceive. And today, I believe that that virgin birth of Jesus Christ, I do not believe he was seared by a German soldier. I don't believe that he came from a streetwalker walking down the street. I believe that he came from a holy woman, a woman who had never been touched by man. And the blood of Jesus Christ was placed within the womb of this Virgin Mary. The blood came from the very throne room of heaven. And God injected the blood of Christ into the body. And then after 9 months, she carried that body. And it was born, wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. It grew up. It became a man. It was not only a man, but it was a God-man. He was God incarnated in the flesh. Remember, the prophet said, or the angel said, that he would be Emmanuel, meaning God with us. And God came and took upon him the form of man. You see, I believe in the God. I believe in the Father. I believe in the Son. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in the Trinity of God. We must believe in the virgin birth of our Lord, because that is the old-time religion. I believe that it's powerful to transform man from their sin. Notice in Romans 12:2, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. You see, holiness is a word that some of them become afraid of. But the Bible said, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. I believe the Bible said, be ye holy as I am holy. And today, I believe that a person can be holy. You say, Brother Tommy, why do you believe that? I believe it because God said it. If God said, be ye holy as I am holy, I believe that God can make us holy. Not holier than thou, but listen, once our sins have been forgiven, we have been made just as though we've never had sin in our life. We become a brand new person. Paul said, for behold, all things have become brand new. You see, because we realize that by the shedding of blood, all of a sudden we have what we call the grace of God. And the grace of God is so magnificent in our life. A man attends a revival. He's there every night, and the preacher is preaching. He says, I'm going to be preaching in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. I want to preach on the grace of God. Every night during that revival, that preacher would stand and preach from the same text. This young man, he went every night, and he heard the same text every night. He told a friend of his, he said, well, you ought to go down and hear that preacher. He said, he only got one sermon. And that's from John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. And said, every night he preaches on the grace of God. Well, that old boy went down. God got a hold of his heart. The Holy Spirit dug deep down within his spirit. He went to an altar prayer. He confessed his sin, got right with God. He went back the next night when the preacher got up. He said, well, I don't know what to preach on tonight. I've accomplished what God has sent me to do. And I preached every night from John 3:16. And he said, tonight I don't know what to preach on. And the old boy stood up in the back. And he said, preacher, preach on the grace of God. Hey, sir, I'm saying today that the grace of God is so sufficient. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved the wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. Hey, sir, to have your sins been forgiven. You're not the person you used to be. You've been changed. You've been made a brand new person in Christ Jesus. Why?
Let's meet by the river. by the river. If I leave you here, that's where you'll find me. Let's meet by the river, over on that beautiful shore. If you leave me standing here on this earth, just wait by the river. It's such a good place for us to be over there. And after I find you, let's go see Jesus. Then let's go find our dad and mother. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river. That beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river where loved ones dwell who've gone on before. If you leave here first, just wait by the river. If I leave you here, that's where you'll find me. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore.
Well, I do trust today you've enjoyed the broadcast. It's been a blessing to you. And Martha done that song, Let's Meet by the River. I'll tell you, you need to pray for Martha. She's not doing any good at all. But anyhow, she's holding her own right now. So you just continue to pray. Pray for my great-granddaughter, Keely Faith. And let's pray that God will intervene for our friends. And Doris Neely, she's fell and broke her arm. And I'll tell you, there's a whole lot going on out there that I don't know about, but anyhow, I'm praying for all of you. We're going to pray for you right now. Father, I come to the great throne of grace, where grace is so sufficient. You said, my grace is sufficient for every need. It's there when we're living. It's there when we're dying. It's there when we're suffering our toughest times. You're right in the middle of them. God, you'll never ask us to do anything but what you wouldn't do it your own self. So, Lord, I thank you for that. I thank you for those that are listening today. I don't know who they are, but I pray you'll pour out your blessing upon them. Maybe there's a sinner right now who is pleading the blood of Jesus Christ. And I pray, God, that they will confess their sin. You said if we confess our sin, you were faithful and just to forgive us for our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. There's nothing like being cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Well, neighbor, it's been good to be with you. I do trust today that you can pull us up on the internet now. Just type in stbi.org and pull us up on a cell phone. Anywhere you can get the internet, you can get something to believe in. That's what it is, something to believe in. stbi.org. That's all you got to do, and you can come up to Tommy Mount's ministry, and our songs and our ministry is in there. And I talked to Dana, and he's going to be able to put some more stuff in there for you real soon. So you continue to pray for me and pray for Martha. Pray for the broadcast. Help us if you can. But until the same time next Sunday, may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and/or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.